Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Running a bit late this morning. Yesterday was a very full day and a very good day. As preached in the morning and had a BFF night at Deer Run, our Burger Fellowship and Faith Nights, and a good group of people came out to fellowship and enjoy some food and devotion time last night. But anyhow, that full day today, and just getting going a little bit late, but here I am, and we'll go with it. This week we're talking about courageous purity, and all week we'll be discussing different aspects of being pure, and talked a little bit yesterday in the message introduction about purity being related to obedience, and this idea that it's not the fact that you're better than others, it's not the fact that you're more pure than someone else. The question is, am I pure according to God's standards? And that really relates to my willingness to be obedient to the things that He has called me to do, the things He has called me to be. And that's only possible when we've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, when we live by the power of His Spirit. And today we're going to start off with this courageous purity with talking about the pure fear of the Lord. And in Psalm 19, verse 9, it says, "The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever." Our overriding verse for the week as we discuss purity is 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1, which says, "Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God." And when I think about this pure fear of the Lord, that phrase reverence for God is what comes to mind first. When we live with a pure fear of the Lord, we live with a reverence, a respect, a desire to do what He wants, to please Him, to honor Him, a desire that continues. This is not just a passing fancy. It's not just something that is nice for today and tomorrow might be different. It's something that grows in our relationship with God. It grows out of our relationship with God. So many times when we interact with people, it's our respect for them that determines how we treat them. And we look at it and say, well, they don't have any respect for me. But respect is generally a two-way street. And I know it's not always that way, that there are people that just seem to be disrespectful of anything and everyone. But when we look at how we treat people, when we look at how people treat us, it's a fairly good indication of how much respect exists between us. And I suspect the similar thing is true with our relationship with God. And how much respect, how much fear of the Lord exists in our life. Do we feel convicted when we know we stray from what He wants us to do? Or do we simply go on with life telling ourselves it's really none of His business? It's something we may never say out loud, but there are times we say that fairly loudly with our actions. Paul writes, it says, he talks about grace, covering our sins, and he raises that rhetorical question, should I continue in sin so that grace may increase, that it might abound even more? He says, of course not. That may it never be. It's as if he's saying, that is a ridiculous thought. But how many times do we continue in sin? Not simply because we think it allows God's grace to extend even further and more, but because we like it. Because we really prefer that over a fear of the Lord. We're not concerned about consequences because, well, God's always forgiven us. He's always been kind and gracious. It's as if we begin to take advantage of His nature. And yet, God says in His Word that the Lord is not slow, as some might consider slowness, but rather He is patient, not wanting anyone to perish, but it doesn't stop there. Sometimes we live and act and even talk like that's all there is to it, that God is patient because He doesn't want anyone to perish. The Bible says that in times past, God overlooked the ignorance of mankind, but not any longer. That through Jesus, He made a way for all of us to be reconciled with Him. And so, not only is He patient and not wanting any to perish, but it continues and says, but that all would come to repentance. That we would live with that fear of the Lord that causes us to change our actions, that causes us to change our beliefs. It causes us to change the very core of what drives us every day. The fear of the Lord is what draws us to a knowledge and awareness and a desire to repent, to turn around, to go in a different direction than what we've been going. To live as one cleansed from sin, not as one who has their sin ignored or overlooked. This fear of the Lord is lasting. It endures forever. And I read that and I think about the eternal nature of my relationship with God. You read the glimpses of heaven as John kind of got a peek into what was going on, and the continual worship of who God is. And the reverence that exists. Sometimes we become so familiar with a person that, well, our treatment of them changes. We begin to take them for granted. And how many times have we found ourselves in a position of realizing how much someone meant to us only after they're no longer in our life? And when it comes to this relationship with God, we do not want to reach that point that He says, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And only then realize the value of the fear of the Lord, the value of the relationship that we walked away from. It's my desire and has been my desire for a very long time to reach the end of my life and to hear, rather than depart from me, to hear, "Welcome home. Come, enter your rest, your master's presence. Well done, good and faithful servant." Because those words indicate an eternal nature to this fear of the Lord that God has called each of us to live with. You know, we hear that, and you've probably heard me talk about it. It's not a frightened aspect of being terrified of God. I've used my relationship with my parents as an illustration of this at times in the past, and the idea that this deep respect and fear of my parents wasn't a being terrified of them, it was a belief that what they said was true. It was a belief that the consequences of my disobedience would be followed through with. And while early in life it was a desire to obey to avoid punishment, it grew. And especially as an adult, I really have no concern about pleasing and honoring my parents to avoid their punishment. I do that out of love. I do that out of this sincere fear, respect, honor of who they are. And while there are times we come to God because we read His Word, we understand the consequences of sin, we really do want to avoid punishment. But our relationship with God should not stay there. The fear of the Lord that we live with ought to grow into a mature and honest respect and honor and love for who He is. That's the fear of the Lord that's enduring. That's the fear of the Lord that lasts throughout eternity. That's the fear of the Lord that is courageous and it's pure. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself in such a way that we would be pure in our fear of who You are, in our respect and honor and love for You, and for what You represent in our life, for what You bring to us that we could never obtain on our own. Father, may we recognize this fear of the Lord that is not only pure, but that endures not just for a season, but for eternity. May our life today be lived in such a way that we're realizing the preparation for eternity, the preparation for a continual worship of You and Father, as we learn the purity that comes through this fear of the Lord, the purity that we have because of what you've done in our life because of the blood of Jesus cleansing us. May the power of your Spirit at work in our life not be taken for granted. May we respond appropriately and promptly to the convictions of your Spirit. May our respect for you lead us to choose the things that would honor you, that would please you, that would represent Jesus well. Father, as we live life today, may we grow in maturity. And the way that we honor you, may it help you to be visible in our life. May the people around us know how highly we value your word and your instructions. How highly we value our relationship with you. How much we protect that relationship. And Father, as we have opportunity to fellowship with one another, may the respect we have for one another grow because of the fear of the Lord that exists within each of us. And when we gather in fellowship and worship with that commonality of lifting you up, of honoring you, may our time together simply grow sweeter and sweeter. Father, today as we live with this pure fear of the Lord, may it be done in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.